So here's the secret. It's not really a secret because we're going to share it right now. But for the first time since the very beginning of the pandemic, Raven and I are not looking at each other in the face. It's weird, right?
Yeah, it is weird. It's going to take some adjustment. I've got an engineer down the hallway. I'm thinking about trying to take one of the large televisions that's off the wall and putting it in your chair and then hooking it up to like a Zoom type thing. But we've all figured out how reliable Zoom is over the last year or so. So, I mean, that might be like talking to you like on a 5-second delay or something. It could be a little bit strange. Could be weird.
Yeah. These first few days will be weird. So you're probably wondering, like, what is going on? So I am home right now in my pajamas. I haven't showered since, Friday, which is disgusting.
Nice.
But I wasn't planning on saying that out loud, but here we are. So, I had surgery. I had, my knee surgery. I had torn my ACL and my meniscus back in October. It was pretty bad. I knew I had to have surgery. I put it off to the holidays because I just didn't want to interrupt the show. I wanted to do the things I had planned with my kids. But, you know, here's the thing. It's like the doctors tell you over and over how difficult it's going to be. I'm one of those people that's like, the glass is half full. I'm like, I got this. Like, yeah, no, I get it. Like, I'll figure it out. No, having knee surgery is terrible. It is the worst thing. Like, they're like, oh, it's so nice. You just get to sit on the couch. You have to rely on your family. My family is my husband, who I've been taking care of since I was 19 years old, a teenager and a toddler.
Yeah.
Is that exactly like...
I tell you, I mean, you're fortunate that the bathroom is on the right floor, because I'm telling you, when I had my knee done, I mean, I thought same as you, like, I'll do this. And, you know, sure, it's going to be bad, but, you know, they're giving me painkillers. How bad could it really be? Right. It's not going to be anywhere. Other people have survived this. I can survive this. And I told you when I did it. Man, it was like nothing I expected. It was the greatest underestimation I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, my girlfriend said to me, and it was so like, it like struck such a nerve. She's like, you know, you take for granted being able to like swing your legs over the bed and get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's like going into the new year without having that ability to do that. Like, it's terrible. Like, I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. Like, it's awful.
And you've got both legs going on here. So it's not just like, you know, they didn't mess with one leg and then whatever. They had to take your hamstring from one leg.
So funny story about this. So my surgeon says to me, like, you know, we have the consultation before the surgery, and she says, like, here are the options. We're going to use the hamstring from your injured leg. And she's like, but there's a chance that hamstring won't be good enough, and we'll have to operate on your second leg to get the hamstring from the second leg.
Worst case scenario. Right.
Worst case scenario.
Right.
And here's me. I'm like, yeah, okay. And I'm thinking in my head, I go to PT. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to figure this out. I'll have the best hamstrings in America. No problem about it.
Right.
I wake up from the surgery, which FYI, I woke up in the operating room because the operation went like double the time that it was supposed to go. Thought I was in Disney World.
Good.
True story. Yeah, they had to remind me. They're like, no, Anna, you're in an operating room. I'm like, this is not. It's a small world. Not at all.
Thought you just passed out.
Right. I didn't know what was happening. And I was like, why are both my legs bandaged? And they're like, well, we told you that we might have to go into the other leg. And I'm like, wait, I wasn't paying attention.
Right.
I was like,
how did that really happen? Wait, I mean, how could that happen? Right.
Yeah. But here we are. We are all set up. I'll be broadcasting from home. Please, you know, I hope that this sounds as normal as possible for you. We're going to do the best we can until I can get into a car and be able to come back to the studio, which I can't wait till that day.
In the meantime, we'll just mount the microphone to your walker.
That's
it'll be
it.
Fine.
Yep.